10:9, 23-24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Boasting and bragging have their root in pride, and pride has its roots embedded in a feeling of being wealthy and having accomplished noteworthy things, by which we compare ourselves to others. The two may also be a way of us validating ourselves, just in case no one noticed, and they failed, in our opinion, to pass us the recognition we feel we deserve. Either way, if we persist, the path of boasting and bragging eventually boils down to pride. On the other side of the braggart is the sluggard, who sees themselves, as seen in Proverbs 26:16, as someone who is wiser in their own eyes than all others, able to render more answers than seven wise men. Although they are virtually void of anything anyone would consider worth bragging about, the sluggard has created, like the braggart, their own set of standards, thinking to themselves they are self-sufficient. Sure, they know the answers, yet undeterred by the facts, continuing in their ignorance. The pride and arrogance which drives bragging and boasting is the same pride and arrogance which drives the sluggard. Recently, I saw this headline in the news. Lion attack kills intern, 24, at California sanctuary. There's a lot of mystery surrounding this tragedy concerning the young woman who was so new to the job. She wasn't even supposed to be in the lion's cage. There is so much pain in the world surrounding the loss of young people or young adults who've left us prematurely. We've heard the saying, no parent wants their child to die before they do. But I remember thinking when my dad died at age 59, how young he was and how it feels a bit weird that I'm 66 and have outlived him on planet Earth. To me, either way we look at this, life is short, especially in view of eternity. Ken Rutgers, former Green Bay Packer, is the leading authority on the phenomena of how professional athletes transition out of their game. He likens the average pro career of 5 years to 5 feet on an 80-foot rope. What a picture to show how short a pro career is. That's my point about life. I've read that the current life expectancy for the world is about 67.2 years, the current average life expectancy for just the U.S. is 79.1. Life expectancy was an issue in the book of James, not necessarily how long they thought it was, although he said something about that too, but what some believers' attitudes were like toward life and God. In James 4, verses 13 to 17, Scripture says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone, then, who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. Someone said the seven stages of man are spills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, and wills. But James is saying man is not as much in control of the course of his existence as we think. We would be better to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will do this or that. Take note here, I do believe he's talking more about attitude than turning that statement into a ritualistic practice. Some believers in James's day were boasting and bragging about living life without concern for God or others. They were acting like their pro careers included all of an 80-foot rope instead of only 5 feet, as if they were going to get on a plane and fly to this city or another city and really live large and in charge. Napoleon Bonaparte lived like that when he was about to invade Russia. Someone trying to persuade him from this act said, "Man proposes, but God disposes." Napoleon replied, "I dispose as well as propose." Not long after that, he found himself exiled as a failure. I'm wondering what relationships would be like if our method of operation was to approach life without boasting and bragging, acting like we're bulletproof and invincible. Realizing life is short and that God is in control minds this gap when we believe he matters most and knows it's hazardous. Remember, your life is only 5 feet on an eternal rope.